For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, I said earlier that Luke Cruz had 9 points after hitting his first free throw on that last trip. I was actually incorrect. He actually has 10 points. He is leading Mountain Home on the scoring column. Miz Mountain Home with the ball to start this final quarter as they lead 43-42. Benton takes the inbound pass. We are back underway. Benton throws it to Gilbert on the left side. He's going to immediately pull up for the three-point. Good! Wyatt Gilbert now in double figures with 12 points. 46-42. Bombers leading it by two possessions. Hicks walks the ball into the front court. He has it between the circles. Gives it to Wright on the left elbow. Now back to Hicks. He dribbles down towards the corner. Gives it to Love in the left corner. His three-pointer will not go. Rebound controlled by Peters. And back on the Bombers. Gilbert walks the ball across the half-court stripe. Throws over on the right side to Peters. He takes the screen from Jones, going into the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Wright, and back comes Searcy. Caldwell has it. He brings it into the front court. Dribbles up to the top. Now goes over to the left side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Talon Benton. Mountain Home with the ball back, leading 46-42 as we are less than a minute into this final period. Benton into the front court, dribbles, throws it over to Peters on the left side. He dribbles up to the top, gives over to Gilbert on the left. He's going to pull up for another three-pointer. This one rolls around, will not go, and the rebound controlled by Love, and back on the lines. Love in the front court, throws up top to Hicks. Hicks is going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Matt Jones, and back comes Mountain Home with the four-point advantage. Benton will walk the ball across the timeline. Throws over to Gilbert on the right side. Now he dribbles up to the top. Throws over to Benton on the left. Benton will give it to Jones on the low block. Now kicks up top to Peters. Over to Gilbert on the right. Over to Cruz in the corner. Now up top to Peters. Over to Benton on the left wing. Now the ball goes over to Peters at the right elbow. He dribbles up to the wing. Throws up top to Benton. Back over to Peters on the right side. Thought about three. Now he's going down into the lane for the layup, and he's going to be called for the offensive foul. Damian Young in perfect position to draw that charge. Colton Peters picks up his fourth personal foul. That was the ninth team foul against Searcy, against Mountain Home. The next one will put Searcy in the double bonus. It won't be any one-on-ones. You don't shoot free throws on charges. Peters is going to take a seat with his fourth foul as he's replaced by Hunter Bashirs. 5:59 left to play in the game. Mountain Home leading 46-42. And that was also the seventh turnover against the Bombers. Here's Hicks with it up top. Throws over to Wright on the right side. Now back to Hicks. Hicks is going to go down into the lane, going up for the layup. It rolls around and goes in. Freddie Hicks now with 14 points, and that cuts Mountain Home's advantage back to two. Although we're 5.5 minutes left to play in this game. 46-44 is our count. Gilbert across the timeline for the Bombers. Throws over to Jones on the right side. Now up top to Benton. Over to Bashirs on the left. Bashirs takes the screen, throws up top to Jones. Over to Benton on the right side. Benton will take the screen from Jones. Now kicks up top to Cruz. He's going to pull up for the jumper just inside the three-point line. It rolls around, will not go. Hicks gets the rebound, and he's going to be called for the trap. Oh, wow. I think Mountain Home got a little bit of a break. I thought Hicks got rid of the ball before he hit the ground, but they're going to say no. They're going to call him for the walk. And that's going to be the seventh turnover against Searcy with 5:08 left to play in the game. Mountain Home gets the ball back, leading by a deuce. It will be Benton inbounding it on the baseline to Gilbert. Now back to Jones. He's going to go up for the layup. No good. Tried to get his own rebound, but he couldn't get it. Now Peyton Wright secures it for Searcy, and back come the Lions with a chance to either tie or take the lead on this possession. Here's Caldwell with it. He has the ball knocked away from him. Stolen by Talon Benton. Seventh turnover against Searcy, eighth turnover against Searcy, and back that way. Cruz going up for the layup, no good, but Bashirs gets the rebound, puts it back up and in, and Mountain Home's quickly going to take a timeout. We'll break with 4:47 left to play in the game. Mountain Home leading Searcy 48-44. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Well, Hunter Beshears with that offensive rebound out on the Luke Cruz miss puts it back up and in. And he's now one of three players in double figures for Mountain Home with 10 points. 4:47 left to play in this game. It is Mountain Home leading 48-44 coming out of the Bomber timeout. Freddie Hicks will inbound it to Peyton Caldwell, and we're back underway. Caldwell walking into the front court for Searcy. Now to him once again in a man-to-man. He gives it to Hicks, over to Love on the left wing. Down to Hicks just outside the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good, and the rebound is controlled by Wyatt Gilbert, and back on the Bombers. Gilbert into the front court, dribbles to the right side. Throws it up top to Jones. Over to Benton on the left wing. Thought about three and takes the screen. Now he is going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Talon Benton with 7 points. Mountain Home has a three-possession lead. 51-44 our score with a little over 4 minutes left to play in the game. Caldwell has it on the left wing. Gives it down to right, and he's going to be fouled from behind. Ned puts Searcy in the double bonus. Matt Jones picks up his fourth personal foul. The 10th team foul against the Bombers. So two-shot opportunity for Peyton Wright. This will be his first trip to the free throw line this evening. He has 6 points so far tonight, all from three-point range. 4:01 left to play in the game as Wright's first free throw is up and in. So that makes it a two-possession game once again. He still has one more free throw coming. Peyton Wright's second shot is up, and he gets both. He now has 8 points. 51-46, Mountain Home leading it. Benton takes an inbound pass, a full court man for Searcy. Benton into the front court, drills to the left wing. Now trying to get out of the double team. Has the ball knocked away, stolen by Caldwell. And the eighth turnover against Mountain Home. Caldwell bit quickly back the other way. He's going to go down into the lane, going up for the layup. Good. Peyton Caldwell with 14 points. And it's a one possession game all of a sudden. Mountain Home leading 51-48 with lower 3.5 minutes left. Here is Gilbert into the front court, trying to get out of a double team. Gilbert dribbles to the left side. Now he's going down towards the corner. Kicks out to Cruz on the wing. Cruz will dribble up toward the top. Gives it there to Jones. Over to Beshears on the right side. Beshears dribbles down near the corner. Picks up his dribble. Gives it to Jones on the wing. Up top to Cruz. Over to Benton on the left wing. Benton will take the screen. Throw it up top to Jones. Finds Cruz in the lane. Going up for the layup. Off the glass and in. Luke Cruz with 12 points in perfect position to get that layup. 53-48, Mountain Home leading by 5 with less than 3 minutes left. Here is Hicks with it up top. Throws over to Love on the left side. Down to right, just outside the paint. Now he'll kick it out to Hicks on the wing. Now throws it up top to Caldwell. Back over to right on the left wing. Now Caldwell has it there on the wing. He's going to dribble down to the corner, and he's going to be fouled. A two-shot opportunity coming up for Peyton Caldwell. Wyatt Gilbert picks up his fourth personal foul. Boy, Mountain Home with three players with four fouls each. Colton Peters, Wyatt Gilbert, and Matt Jones. So it will be Peyton Caldwell at the free throw line. First shot is up. In and out, no good. So it's going to stay a two-possession game regardless of whether or not he hits this next free throw. He is now one of three from the free throw line with 12 points. Second shot is up and in. And now Searcy's going to take the timeout. We'll break. With 2:39 left to play in the game, Mountain Home leading Searcy 53-49. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured. Not a guarantee and may lose value.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Well, we'll be Mountain Homes basketball coming out of the Searcy timeouts with 2:39 left to play in the game. Peyton Caldwell hit one of two free throws on that trip to cut the margin to four. 53-49 our score. Hunter Bashirs will trigger the inbound pass, and looks like Searcy going with the full court man. Bashirs looking again in. He finally does to Gilbert. And don't be surprised to see Searcy try to cheat off this man-to-man and go with a double team. Gilbert has it on the left wing, throws up Jones over to Benton on the right side. Benton will throw it up top to Cruz. His pass is knocked away, but Ben's able to secure it. Over to Bashirs on the right side, left side. His three-pointer is up. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Wright, and back comes Searcy. 2:11 left to play in the game. Call ball into the front court. Mountain Home leading by four. Ball goes over to Wright on the left wing. Now up top to Caldwell. He's going to go down towards the lane. Now kicks out to Love in the left corner. Picks up his dribble on the wing, gives it to Hicks on the low block. He goes up for the layup, no good. Rebound controlled by Talon Benton, and back on the Bombers. 1:45 left to play in the game. Gilbert walks the ball into the front court. 53-49, Mountain Home on top. Gilbert has it just inside the half court stripe. Now throws over to Bashirs. Now back to Gilbert. Now Gilbert will give it to Benton, trying to get out of a double team, and he's going to be fouled. Griffin Love picks up his fourth personal foul. That was the last foul Searcy had to give. The next one will put Mountain Home with a bonus. Landon Hambrick checking back in for Searcy, replacing Peyton Wright. And now for Mountain Home, Colton Peters, I believe, is going to check in. And now Searcy's going to take the timeout. We'll break with 1:28 left to play in the game. Mountain Home leading Searcy 53-49. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President of Arvest Bank in Mountain Home. For more than 50 years, Arvest has served our customers and the communities in which we work well. We offer a broad range of financial services that help us fulfill our mission of providing our customers with financial solutions for life. Our customers and our community are our priorities. Visit us today and see why Arvest has been voted Best Bank in the Twin Lakes area 4 years in a row. We're here for you.
Member FDIC.
So during the timeout, Colton Peters checked in for Hunter Bashirs. 1:28 left to play in the game. Mountain Home will inbound on the near sideline as they lead Searcy 53-49. Peters inbounds it to Gilbert in the backcourt. He'll walk it across the timeline. It's a man-to-man right now for Searcy, but they may cheat off that for a double team. And there they go. Ball goes to Benton on the left side. Now back to Gilbert. Now back to Benton. Benton will drill down towards the lane. Drill now goes out to the wing. Now gives it to Cruz on the paint. Finds Jones in the lane by himself for the layup. Good! Matt Jones, one of four players in double figures now for Mountain Home with 11 points. 102, let's play. 55-49. Back the other way. Caldwell's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And Cruz is going to get the rebound, and he's going to be fouled from behind. A 1-1 coming up for Luke Cruz as Freddie Hicks picks up his third personal foul, seventh team foul against against Searcy, so both teams shooting free throws from here on out. 56.8 seconds left. Luke Cruz for the 1-1. So far, he is 3 of 5 from the free throw line with 12 points. He gets this free throw, this first free throw. He'll earn other bonus men, make it a 3-possession game too, and he does. So first free throw for Cruz is good. One more free throw coming up for Luke Cruz. Second shot is up. He gets both. 14 points for Luke Cruz. Now Peyton Wright's checking back in for Searcy, replacing Damian Young. If we're bouncing home, Hunter Bashir's going to come back in. Matt Jones will take a seat. 56.8 seconds left. 57-49. Mountain Home leads by 8. Inbound pass comes to Caldwell. He'll walk it into the front court. Throws over to Hicks. Hicks dribbles to the right side, going into the lane for the layup. Good. And Searcy's quickly going to take the timeout. Freddie Hicks now with 16 points. We'll break. 48.9 seconds left to play in the game. Mountain Home leading Searcy 57-51. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The worth ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
If you're all about sports, then you need to shop the Locker Room in Mountain Home. They carry sports apparel for everyone, including brands like Nike, ASICS, Adidas, Under Armour, Easton, Russell, and more. They also stock all area school logos and offer screen printing on shirts, sweats, bags, and other items so everyone can show their school pride. Remember, if it has to do with sports, the Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Luke Cruz takes the inbound pass coming out of the Searcy timeout. Gives it back to Peters, now to Gilbert. As Searcy's going with his own press, Gilbert gives it to Ben. They still got to get across the timeline. They finally do. The ball goes down to Jones in the corner. Down to Cruz. He couldn't handle the pass, so he tries to save it in, but right into the hands of Freddie Hicks. Ninth turnover against Mountain Home. Hicks back the other way, going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Freddie Hicks now with 17 points, and all of a sudden is a three-point Mountain Home lead. 23 seconds left. Ben takes the inbound pass, gives it back to Peters, and he's going to be fouled. Peyton Caldwell picks up his fourth personal foul. Team foul number 8 against Mountain Home. 19.3 seconds left, as it will be Colton Peters for the 1-1. So this will be his first trip to the free throw tonight. He has 3 points so far this evening. This first free throw not only earned the bonus, but also make it a two-possession game once again. First free throw is up and in. So a little bit more of a cushion there for Mountain Home as Peters hits his first free throw, and he'll have one more. Second shot for Peters. In and out, no good. Rebound control by Searcy. 58-54, Mountain Home leading it. Hicks back the other way. Going to pull up for another three-pointer. No good. Love gets off his rebound. He gives it to Hicks in the left corner. His three-pointer is up and in. And with 8 points seconds left, Mountain Home's lead is cut to a point, and Searcy quickly takes another timeout. 8.7 seconds left to play. Mountain Home leading Searcy 58-57. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's your favorite thing to do, the way you de-stress and remind yourself that life is good, but now your game is slipping and it just hurts too much. At Knox Orthopedics, they've heard that story a lot, and they get it. Whatever your thing is, running, golfing, biking, fishing, the pain of joint damage or soft tissue injuries might mean giving up that fun stuff, and that's just wrong. Call the Knox Orthopedic Surgeons, Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, or Jason McConnell. They'll help you up your game.
8.7 seconds left to play in this game. Mountain Home will inbound the ball, leading 58-57 after the three by Freddie Hicks. He now has 22 points, by the way. This was Searcy's last time out of regulation. Mountain Home still with 3 left. So Searcy comes out on the floor now. Mountain Home will join them. So if Searcy is not able to steal the inbound pass, how quickly do they foul? They're going to have to foul pretty quickly. And Bashir's looks to inbound it, gets into Gilbert, and now he's going to finally be fouled. It took him a while to call it, but they finally do. So Mountain Home is going to be Wyatt Gilbert at the free throw line for the 1-1 opportunity. Landon Hambrick picks up his first personal foul. That's the 9th team foul, the last 1-1 for Mountain Home in this game. 4.3 seconds left. So Gilbert will take the ball from the official for the 1-1. First free throw attempt of the night for Wyatt Gilbert. First free throw for Gilbert is up and in, so he does earn the bonus. Peyton Wright will check back in for Searcy, replacing Damian Young. And so Wyatt Gilbert with one more free throw. And if he gets this one, all the best that Searcy can do is tie it. Gilbert's second shot is good. And now Mountain Home's going to take the timeout. We'll go ahead and break with 4.3 seconds left to play. Mountain Home leading Searcy 60-57. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
As we embark on the adventure of a new year, start off in the right direction by resolving to review your investment and retirement plans. The investment and wealth management team at Integrity First Bank specializes in personal financial planning, investments, estate and trust administration, as well as small business succession planning. We can take care of you and your family with more trust and integrity. Call us today at 425-1801 to schedule a complimentary portfolio review or no obligation consult with an experienced member of our team. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Investment products are not FDIC insured, without a guarantee, and they lose value.
So Searcy will have the ball with 4.3 seconds left to play in this game. Mountain Home leads 60-57, so the best and certain the Lions can hope for is to tie it and send it to overtime. So Wright will trigger the inbound pass. They do have to go the length of the floor. Talon Benton will go into the backcourt a little bit. Inbound pass goes into Hicks in the front court. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer at the buzzer. No good, and Mountain Home's going to escape with a three-point victory. Good win for the Bombers, and a good night for Mountain Home overall as they're going to get the sweep tonight over the Lion teams. Our final score tonight in this boys' game, Mountain Home defeats Searcy 60-57. We'll check the final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.